Hi, and welcome back to Stress Less 101. Tyler Yusko here. Hope you enjoyed last week's episode where we covered what stress and anxiety really is. Wasn't that remarkable how many people across the world are affected by the evils of stress? Well, this week we'll be going over different ways one can combat their stress levels. Starting off, self-talk is a one way to deal with stress. We all talk to ourselves. Sometimes we even talk aloud. But usually, we keep self-talk in our heads. Some good examples can be, I can do this. Or, things will work out. I'll do the best I can. Or, I can handle things if I take one step at a time. Or even, I know how to deal with this. I've done it before. These are all great examples of how you can talk to yourself to help you cope with stressful experiences or situations. When stress makes you feel bad, do something that makes you feel good. Doing things you enjoy is a natural way to fight off stress. You don't have to do it a lot to find pleasure. Even if you're ill or down, you can find pleasure in the simple things, such as going for a drive, or chatting with a friend, or even reading a really good book. Try to do at least one thing every day that you enjoy, even if you do it for only 15 minutes. Some examples could be, start an art project, or take up a hobby, new, or even take up an old hobby. Read a favorite book, or a short story. You can even read the local magazine or local newspaper. I really like this one. Have coffee or a meal with friends just to de-stress a little bit. One of my personal favorite pastimes, playing golf. Or even tennis. Or you can even play in your garage with a ping pong table. Or join the local bowling league. Listening to music can also be a great one to help you practice relaxation. Taking a nature walk. Listen to the birds, identify trees and flowers, or make a list of everything you still want to do in your life. Watch an old movie on TV, or rent a video from your local Redbox. You can even take a class from your local college, or play card or board games with family and friends. Now, let's get into something very important that everyone should do every 24 hours of their life. Daily relaxation. Relaxation is more than just sitting in your favorite chair watching TV. To relieve stress, relaxation should calm the tension in your mind and body. Some good forms of relaxation are yoga, tai chi, which is a series of slow, graceful movements, and also meditation, which is very popular among Middle Eastern cultures. Like most skills, relaxation takes a lot of practice. Many people join a class to learn and practice their skills. Deep breathing is a form of relaxation. You can learn and practice at home using the following steps. It's a really good skill to practice as you start or end your day. With daily practice, you will soon be able to use this skill whenever you feel stress. Now let's get into how to actually do it. 1. Sit in a comfortable position with your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap, or even lie down. Close your eyes. Picture yourself in a peaceful, calm place. Perhaps you're lying on the beach in Jamaica, or walking in the mountains in Asheville, or even just floating in the clouds. Hold this scene in your mind. Inhale and exhale. Focus on breathing slowly and deeply. Continue to breathe slowly for 10 minutes. Try to take at least 5 to 10 minutes every day for deep breathing or another form of relaxation of your choice. Now tune in next week to learn more ways to de-stress. We'll be getting into dieting and which foods could really be the most efficient when combating the evils of stress. Remember, stress less. Brought to you by Tyler Yusko.